we've got, you know, trained motivational specialists on this staff that can speak to you of nuances of MI and the body of the literature around MI and the research and what have, and they're like students of MI. And then I think about some of the people who were helping affect change with at the direct service line staff level, who may never endeavor to that level of sophistication, but who could be every bit as potent in their ability to affect change with just a few adjustments to the way they think about being with people, to the way they talk with people. I always say this when I'm doing the training examples. You know, I give people 5-10 minutes in this breakout to construct the proper response to a resistant statement or an argumentative statement, and then say to them, oh, by the way, in real life, you're going to have about 2.4 seconds to react to this. And so it speaks to the need to build it into the way that you are with people. Because you don't have the opportunity in a given moment to think of it as a technique. It's got to become a part of the way you think and react and respond. And to me, that's part of the value of brief responses. The value of a brief response and having a handful of those available to me is they're quick, they're in the moment, they're going to be right there. I now instinctively, because I've built it in, know to ask for permission when I'm going to give feedback. Not something I used to do in the first part of my career. I just assumed people wanted my advice and input and feedback. Now I've built in that one phrase that I got, and it's changed my ability to react in a given moment. So the value of those brief responses to me is if I've got a handful of those things, I know this is something I can use when I'm feeling that there might be some resistance or that I'm embarking on getting this person defensive or argumentative. They just become natural when I build them in.